At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are off and running on a Tuesday evening from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas. That gentleman right there, feeling very musical today. He was singing as we are leading up to the show. He's playing the drums right now.
Well, in year two, things have upgraded. Year one, went to the night's game.
Yeah.
Sitting on the roof of a dome stadium. It's not a good seat. But year two, ice, glass, players. It's how good our seats was last night, thanks to the great people here at Circa. Derek, Banksy actually accompanied us. Mm-hmm. Had a great time. Unbelievable seats. I had to jump a couple times because the puck got to the glass. Yeah. You know, not the most trusting person when it comes to structural things. You know what I mean? So Banksy kept telling me that the puck's never gone through the glass. And I was like, you know, I saw Shaq. Dunking.
That's true.
The glass shatters. So, you know, just in case, you know, I wanted to, you know, be overprotective. You know, it's like wearing your seatbelt and driving the speed limit. You know, do everything in my power to exit this vehicle, in this case, this seat, the same manner that I walked in, which is on my own. But I had a great time. Seats are unbelievable. Golden Knights got the win, 3-1.
Yep. Did not hit the over, unfortunately.
Yeah, they tried, but they're taking goals away from us. Logan Thompson? Is that how you say his name? The goalie for the Knights?
Yep.
He had a great game.
He was fantastic. Yeah. You did hit, though. You decided last minute to play a little first goal in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, Derek will be proud of me. Yeah. He's been pushing that prop. Yeah.
And we saw a first goal in the first 5 minutes of the third period.
Well, I thought they almost jinxed me. Because in the first period, they had a goal score in the first 5 minutes, and they took it off. Like, they made this big presentation. This is Brad Kiesel.
Phil Kessel's
400th career goal. Yep. Like, they stopped the game. Like, they handed him the puck. Like, the crowd stood up and applauded. And all of a sudden, is it a referee in hockey? The referee comes back on and turns his mic on. No goal.
Yeah, they're offsides there, but they still did find a way on a power play there to get that first goal. But no, echo the same sentiments. It was a fantastic time. Thanks again to Derek and to Banksy to enjoy that game. A lot of Maple Leafs fans there, understandably so. It's the only time they'll be in Las Vegas for the season, being a team from the Eastern Conference. But
pretty sure Austin Matthews' nightlife was impacting his day life.
I didn't even know he was on the ice majority of the night.
He obviously went to the Raiders game and had some fun on Sunday night because he was not present last night. He was there, but he wasn't there.
Yeah, so that was a blast, and the Golden Knights get the win. Well done there by the Golden Knights to get it done, and what a great night it was over there at T-Mobile. So thanks again. We will talk to the crew, as we always do, on Thursday when they join us here in studio. We got the World Series coming up on Friday, so we got a long ways to wait. We got some big-time guests lined up to talk some World Series. Tim Kirkchin's going to join us tomorrow.
Ooh.
Our good friend Cody Decker will join us tomorrow Ooh. As well. And I believe Josh Towers, VSiN's own and former Major League pitcher, will join us in studio on Thursday. So a lot of World Series preview coming your way. We'll talk to Jeff Erickson, who dabbles in the props side of things for the NFL, but also is a big baseball bettor, so he will join us at the bottom of this hour. It's Tuesday. That means Brad Powers will jump on the program at 7 o'clock Eastern, coming off of a very nice win with Boise State. And he said, go ahead and play that on the money line. And we were successful in that one, winning 19-14. So yeah. Thank you, sir.
That one got a little...
Sometimes the luck works in your
I didn't intend to have to watch the whole game. And I ultimately had to watch the whole game. So.
We will chat with our
good... LSU as well.
Yeah.
And the over in UCLA, Oregon.
Boom. Yeah. Hit all those. So well done there, Brad. So we'll see. Hopefully you can keep it rolling here as that comes up at 7 o'clock Eastern time. Devin Walker from MTV's The Challenge. He will come on. He's a New England guy. He's got some thoughts about the quarterback situation going on there. So we will chat with Devin coming up later. And then Doug Ellen, I think, also has some thoughts on the quarterback situation down, or I guess I should say up, over, I don't know, somewhere in New England.
I got some pro tips for Devin.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah. Because, see, you have to learn in this game. You can't it's almost better if you're going to, you know, wager to not involve anything you're emotionally attached to. Because you're always going to be blinded in some way. Because you want this team to be successful. Like, you're one of the few fans that I know that could go against your squad and, like, take the under in the season win total. Now,
you've bet against the Lightning multiple times this season.
That's a game-by-game basis.
Multiple. You were just saying that.
Yeah.
The point you were about to make was Devin betting against his team. You, hypocrite,
I said
bet against your team multiple times
already. If you listen, I didn't say your team. I said things that you're emotionally attached to. I root for the Lightning. I'm not emotionally attached to the Lightning.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I root for them, but if they lose, I don't lose sleep at night. If they win, I don't go out and celebrate. I just pull for them.
Same goes with the Nationals. There's a lot of baseball games, and I was pulling for them, and I knew they would stink.
Now, the Bucks is kind of, I'm probably slightly emotionally attached, but Tulane, I'm very attached. So I do not wager with or against Tulane. The Bucks, I pick and choose my spots. The Lightning, fair game.
Such a hypocrite. It's unbelievable.
There's levels to this thing.
The hypocrisy that you have is unbelievable on a day-in and day-out basis. But that's just, that's the life of working with Sean King.
Your process is just as slow. You got to speed it up, man. Upgrade.
We will get to what happened last night here. Actually, we'll start it off, bettable or forgettable, as the Bears take care of business. Just when you think you know everything about the NFL, you know nothing, as that is proven by Circa Sports Survivor contest, which we'll get to those updates here. But the Bears get the win, and an easy one at that, 33-14. My under team total had no chance whatsoever. I think that was blown up by the second quarter. What did come home, though, fortunately, and thank you to our producer Britton for pointing the tweet out from Adam Schefter right before kickoff that we would see two quarterbacks, and boy, it was quick. We saw Mac Jones out, Bailey Zappe in, and I know we were at the game, the hockey game last night, but what did you make decision?
I haven't watched it. The only piece of the game that I actually watched, because I didn't want to be extremely rude because we had such good seats, so I didn't want to have, like, the Bears-Patriots game on my phone, like, and have people looking at me like, you idiot, you don't need those seats to do both. So I haven't went back and rewatched it as of yet. I just... would have to go by what the statistics say or what people, it seems, to uniformly be saying, that probably pulled Mac Jones too quick, or if he was going to pull him that quick, should have just started Bailey Zappe. Mm-hmm. And listen, the way the New England is currently constructed, they're not a come-from-behind type of team. Like, for them to be successful, they have to run the football well. They have to play great defense, which they did neither last night, especially early in that game. They're not going to be able to Buffalo Bill you or Kansas City Chief you, where, you know, the quarterback's going to run around and receivers are going to make catches and break tackles. And they're just not built like that from a personnel standpoint. So I'm not going to downgrade Bailey Zappe. I'm not going to downgrade Mac Jones. What I am going to say is I told everybody that would listen, this has no shot of being successful. Like, as successful and accomplished as Belichick is, I think he's out on the ledge. And I think he fell off the boat entirely. But he don't want to show anybody that he got wet. Like, you cannot turn a defensive coordinator into an offensive coordinator with a young quarterback, two young quarterbacks. You can't turn a special teams coach into a quarterback coach with two young quarterbacks. It's just, it's never been done in history. And there's a reason it's never been done in history. Because it has no shot at working, Bill. So now what do you do? Now you got two young quarterbacks who probably both lack confidence after what happened last night. And what do you do?
I don't know. That's the million-dollar question right now, Matt.
That's what happened when your head coach is a defensive guy and your offensive coordinator is a defensive coordinator and your quarterback coach is a special teams coach. Imagine those three in a room talking about, okay, what do you think is best?
It is one of the most bizarre things I've seen in a long time.
They couldn't complete a 10-yard pass
Matt
with either
Patricia
hand.
Patricia is the offensive coordinator. And here we are, quarterback controversy in New England. You know, folks were fired up to see Bailey Zappe come in for Mac Jones. He led him right down the field, got a touchdown pass to Jacoby Myers. But at the end of the day, still threw two picks. We'll see. I'm sure I can tell you one thing. We ain't going to find out anything from Bill Belichick this week on his quarterback situation.
Yeah, because he doesn't know. Like, normally it's because he don't want to tell, but he actually doesn't know.
Yeah. But 33-14. I mean, the Bears, I'll say this before –
give them credit.
We signed off the
air. I said
it
yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah, you said they were looking pretty good.
I say they're playing with a higher level of intensity. Their physicality is significantly greater than what New England's demonstrating right now. I can always tell at the beginning who took the game serious. And I think New England had gotten a little comfortable. They had won two games in a row. You know, you got the Bears coming in. You just saw them look, you know, pretty simplistic on Thursday night, the week before versus the Commanders. And you know, the Bears circled the wagons, as Chris Berman used to say. I know he was applicable to the Bills, but in this sense, it was the Bears. They circled and they played with that. And listen, I've always said they got to let Justin Fields cook. And have I not been saying that since week one? I said the only way you're going to find out what you have is to open up the playbook and let the kid go out and actually see what he can do. And you know what? How many pass attempts did they have last night?
21.
21. I mean, for them, that's two over what they were averaging. And he ran around. He made some plays. New England was undisciplined in their scramble defense. And before you know it, you're playing catch up.
I'll say this. They were balanced. And you saw Herbert get a bunch of rushing yards. You saw Montgomery. You saw Justin Fields. I was impressed by the Bears catching 9.5 against Dallas. Interesting spot. I don't think Bill Belichick will be up for Coach of the Year, but we will tell you on a Top 3 Tuesday our favorite Coaching of the Year candidates.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. It is VSiN Prime Time. Along that gentleman right there won a Super Bowl as we will talk a little NFL here, some coach of the year. We will talk to Jeff Erickson from RotoWire here, bottom of the hour, get his thoughts on the World Series, as well as some plays that he has for this upcoming week. Real quickly, before we get into our top three Tuesday, Sean, more carnage in Circa Survivor. It is down to 125 contestants. 6,133 started, Sean. 175 had the Patriots, 70 had the Bucks, 5 more had the Jags, 5 more had the Chargers. So 125 are left, meaning 98% of the entries have been eliminated. Comparison, last year at this time, only 47.8% of the entries had been eliminated. eliminated 1,949 of the 4,080 last year were eliminated, as Sean is pulling out his phone and showing me what he would have done.
No. 20-10 in the fourth with the ball.
Oh, yeah. Ravens.
Ravens blow it.
Yep.
Who did I have next?
Raiders.
Raiders. They won. I'd have been in the 125. I was going to have Titans this week. I think the Titans are at the Texans. I had already mapped it out through week 10.
How did you – so you had a group.
Yeah, we had the Patriots.
How did you not rally the room to go with the Raiders?
You know.
Letdown spot by you, man.
So no,
you,
but
feel
I
feel like you were defeated.
So last week, I should have taken the Rams. But I was trying my hardest to keep the Rams and Bengals for the bonus. But with the carnage that was going on, I should have said, you know what, just get to the next week. But even then, like, out of all the upsets that have happened, the Ravens hurts the most, Tim, because they actually were up 10 with the ball in the fourth.
Yep.
Like, if you had the Patriots last night, I mean, that you look like you're in trouble the whole time. I know they got the 14-10 at once, but that was short-lived because Chicago went right back down the field, and it was all Bears after that. If you had the Bucs on Sunday, Panthers were kicking their butt from the beginning to the end, from the rooter to the tooter, as the old men say. it was crazy. You know what I mean? What other game? The week that the Bucs lost to the Steelers. I mean, the Steelers were winning the whole game. Like, that's what makes it's so frustrating, is that the Ravens should have won that game, and they didn't. And
you had it, yeah.
I was taking Raiders this week. They won.
I was surprised that more people
on the Titans.
I was surprised. I mean, hindsight's 2020.
Here's the problem with the primetime games. Everybody sees them.
Yeah.
Everybody watched the Bears last Thursday against what people consider a very average, at best, Washington Commanders team. Not be able to score, bumble around, lose the game. So now you got the Patriots, who've won two in a row, you know, when everybody's, you know, buying into the, okay, Belichick, extra day of rest against a, you know, what people presume to be a bad team in the Bears. And, you know, that's why I've always told you in that league. Well, you remember we used to have these arguments, and they're more so in the nightcap. I think you've matured and grown up a little bit.
Stop.
Since we started Feasting Prime Time from 3-6 Monday through Friday. What I used to always tell you when people were trying to prognosticate the schedule, I was like, that's the one thing that I adamantly disagree with from year to year, strength of schedule, because you just don't know. Like, if you look at who you thought was going to be good this year, Packers almost is a bye week if you're playing the Packers. I mean, now you got the Giants and Jets. Statistically, they're terrible. They're combined 9-3. Something crazy.
I'm still not buying them.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, from a win-loss standpoint, if you were doing strength of schedule, doing season totals, you know, you looked at those games as successes for the opponent.
Well, the knock, I'll say to knock that is pretty much everyone in the NFC East was thought to have the easiest schedule because their crossover was the AFC South. The AFC South is basically bared out. It stinks. And the NFC East is reaping the benefits so far. But I understand what you're saying.
But everybody thought that the people that crossed over with the NFC West and AFC West had the most difficult schedule.
True.
And the only team that's any good in the AFC West is the
Chiefs.
And the only team any good in the NFC West really is the Seahawks.
Mm.
I mean, the Niners, okay, yeah, they can beat up on the bottom feeders. They're like a catfish, sit down there at the bottom of the body of water, you know, and feed on stuff. But every time they've stepped up against a quality opponent, they've lost.
Well, that leads us into our Top 3 Tuesday, which we're revisiting Coach of the Year. At BetMGM, no surprise here. It is Nick Sirianni. So
yeah, I want to go first.
You want to go first?
Yep.
All right. Give us number three.
The third on my list, and he's actually probably the most likely winner, is Nick Sirianni from the Eagles. And the reason I have him third is because you're only getting plus 140 at this point. I mean, that ship has sailed as far as how good this Eagles team actually is. I know people thought they were going to be good, but they've lived up to it, undefeated up to this point, have looked outstanding, especially in the first half of games. So he's third on my list, but let me put context on that. I do think he's the most likely winner at number two, and I could just run off all three of mine, and then I can tell you why yours are wrong. Okay, we'll go two.
It's just, we've been doing the same thing for like 5 weeks now. We alternate, and yet Sean, for some reason, the way the graphics are set up, Sean just thinks he can go and do whatever he wants. So I'll go, because that's the polite thing to do. You alternate. Number three for me would be Brian Daboll.
No shot.
Plus 250.
Such a hypocrite.
And the reason he's number three for me would be that his odds are at plus 250. If the Giants make the playoffs, a disaster of a franchise last year, it's going to be hard for me to envision him not winning this award. The Philadelphia Eagles are fantastic, and Nick Sirianni is the rightful favorite. However, they were the preseason favorites to win the NFC East. Brian Daboll and the Giants had a over-under win total of 7. They're 6-1 right now. So I don't know if it's sustainable. I'll probably keep fading them, but Brian Daboll, number three.
He's such a hypocrite. He's got finished saying how you don't think the Giants and Jets are sustainable, and you got one of their head coaches, number three. Whatever. I've got Kevin O'Connell because the Vikings' success
is... By the way, last week you said Liberty had no shot of being BYU.
Kevin O'Connell, because the Vikings' success is sustainable. I don't think the Vikings are an elite football team, but based on what their competition looks like in their division, Bears, I don't let them trick you. They're still not very good. Lions, 1-5. Best thing ever happened. I said there would be no restore the roar. Try to tell everybody from Detroit, temper your expectations. And the Packers, dumpster fire. So I do think Vikings are going to win it. I think their overall record will determine where Kevin O'Connell finishes in coach of the year voting. If they can get to 13, 14, 15 wins, he'll be right there. If they sneak in with 10, 11 wins, he won't. But I think 12-1 is good value, you know, for a team that I do think has sustainability. Flawed team the Vikings are, but based on, you know, your other options in the NFC, they have probably the third best chance to make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and as of yesterday, I think they were minus 590 at BetMGM to win the NFC North. So, yeah, you're looking at a division-winning coach first year. Not a bad option. See, I don't knock my...
Because my choices are really good. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like when you preseason rated Baylor number four. They look really good. All right, my number two, Pete Carroll. The Seattle Seahawks, one of the biggest surprises of the NFL season. Why he's not number one for me, I don't know if this is sustainable. If the Seahawks miss out on winning the division, does Pete Carroll win this award? I think at 20-1 it is worth a bet. But I believe ultimately that the San Francisco 49ers win this division. I think the Rams might still finish ahead of them in the NFC West. Pete Carroll, to this point, I would say deserves coach of the year through 7 games. The fact that they're 4-3, the fact that they're playing this well offensively, I just don't know if the Seahawks ultimately win the NFC West. I would say they don't. I think the 49ers will, and that's why he's number two, not number one for me at 20-1.
Well, Pete Carroll's number one for me because 20-1 is unbelievable odds at this time of year for the team that I think is actually going to win the NFC West. You know why? Because they've scored 183 points so far this season. You know where that ranks them? Second in the National Football League, behind only the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, listen, the Buffalo Bills have had their bye, so they're one game behind. But you get my point. Geno is going bonkers, and it hasn't stopped, and I don't think it will stop because he has legitimate weapons. They finally decided to play their best running back in Kenneth Walker III, and you see the results. So I think because of that explosiveness on offense and Pete Carroll's background as a defensive guy, they hold it together, make the playoffs, and they might make a run in the playoffs and end up with a top five pick because the Broncos are that bad.
All right, quickly, my number one, Sean McDermott. If this team goes 16-1, 15-2, hard to envision him not winning coach of the year. I know the expectations were high, but you could argue they're exceeding those expectations if, in fact, they do go 16-1. We're talking Major League Baseball, a little World Series action next right here on VSiN Primetime. Get everything VSiN has to offer for the rest of the football season for only $99. Sign up now and get VSiN Pro access all the way through the Super Bowl. That includes our Pro Picks daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, Pro tools like our exclusive betting splits, Pro tips with actionable insights to up your betting game, deep dive daily betting reports on the NBA, NHL, and MLB playoffs, plus our upcoming college basketball, College Bowl, and Super Bowl betting guides. Give yourself an edge. Visit vsin.com/subscribe to get yourself a $99 mid-season special today. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. Week 7 of the NFL season in the books. Week 8 right around the corner with Thursday Night Football. And the World Series will start on Friday night in Houston as the Houston Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies go head-to-head. And to talk some NFL and World Series, we bring in from RotoWire, Jeff Erickson. You could follow him on Twitter at Jeff_Erickson. You could check out his show on SiriusXM Monday through Thursdays with Nick Whalen, who we had on earlier this week as well. So, Jeff, always appreciate the time. Let's start baseball. We'll jump into some props that I know are jumping out to you already when it comes to this upcoming week. But we've got a series price right now, Astros minus 190, Phillies plus 155, the Phillies plus 140 in game one, Astros minus 165. So I'll just kind of say the floor is yours regarding the World Series. Both of these teams, I mean, the Astros have looked as dominant as anyone. The Phillies bats have been phenomenal. So what jumps out to you, and are you making a play here on the World Series?
I probably won't, because I'm in California. Legally, I cannot, but unless I find a way to get out here. But these props are going to fail out here too, unfortunately, it looks like. But I'm looking forward to it, because it's really run prevention versus a ridiculously hot offense right now. And I love that the star of the Phillies is the star in the playoffs, too. I love seeing Bryce Harper just dominate in the playoffs like this here. Seeing him get that chance finally and just crushing it there. It just, you know, that home run in the mist on Sunday was just magical. Seeing it go oppo like that, calling a shot, man, it's just been so much fun to watch. But the Astros, I mean, they're like 12 deep, and just elite pitching, the starters and relievers both. I've never seen a team this deep in their pitching staff.
You know, Jeff, this is what's interesting for me. Why not just bet the over every game? I mean, because you know the Astros are going to put up runs. I mean, they have, outside of the doubleheader, I mean, the 25, I mean, however long the damn game went with the Mariners, they played all day. I mean, they've hit the baseball, and the Phillies are just hot right now. Let's be honest. Rhys Hopkins is the best, like, home run, like, post-home run hitter I think I've seen as far as, like, the antics. And the crowd is crazy in Philly. I know Astros have the home advantage, but Schwarber, like, they got guys that – if you make any mistake, can get it out of the park. It's 6.5. Doesn't that look a little low?
It does, except Houston's so good at run prevention, too. I will say Philly clinched a playoff spot in Houston at the end of the season. And that was kind of fun. If they get Wheeler and Nola rolling, then this is going to be a really interesting series. You might find some value in the series, actually, in the favor of the Phillies, too. You know, bet the underdog there. Because it's hard to get a whole lot of value when it's at minus 190.
Talk once again with Jeff Erickson from RotoWire. All right, final couple thoughts on the World Series before we jump back into the NFL here. What, looking at the Astros, so as you mentioned, you know, minus 190 for the series. So, you know, not, it is an expensive series price to look at. You know, when it comes to the exactas, would you be willing to take a look at any of those Astros? You know, Astros in 5, Astros in 6, and Astros in 7 are all priced at plus 400, and if you think they're going to sweep, that is plus 750. Of course, they did just sweep the New York Yankees. So anything in the exacta market intrigue you there?
Honestly, no. Yeah. I'll be honest, though, too, at the same time. That's not my specialty. Not that I necessarily have a specialty, but no, I would probably venture to say that Phillies will win a game or two, but I do think Astros are appropriately favored overall.
All right, let's jump to the NFL, and you can check out once again Jeff's show and all his work over there at RotoWire, and catch him on RotoWire Fantasy Sports Today on SiriusXM. We'll start with some props and then look at some sides. A prop tomorrow night, we've got Baltimore and Tampa Bay on Thursday Night Football in Tampa. Right now you're looking at a line, Baltimore -1.5 in most spots. Lamar Jackson, looks like passing yards just slightly over 200. So 206.5, I believe, is what you have taken a look at. So are you going over or under these passing yards for Lamar tomorrow night?
I like the under on the passing yards there. I know Carlton Davis, you know, want to watch his status here, but 3 of the last 4 games, Lamar has been under that number and well under that on Sunday. Rashad Bateman and Mark Andrews didn't practice today. I just worry about the passing game for Baltimore. You know, the first 3 weeks, Lamar was on fire. He was a fantasy god as well as just a machine on offense. But the last 4 weeks, that hasn't been the case. And I think that they're, you know, not having Bateman at full capacity, and clearly Andrews was hindered last week, I think will be again on Thursday night. The short rest on the road does not help them a lot. I think they're going to try to just really emphasize the running game. I think I'm going to happily take the under on the 206.5. I saw that at DraftKings.
Yeah, it looks like those props are up there right now as well. When you look over to Tampa, and I know a running back's receiving yards are intriguing you. Sean was a big believer in Rashad White coming out of the draft. Hasn't been utilized a ton down there in Tampa, but what are your expectations of him coming out of the backfield? Looks like receiving yards is set at 12.5 tomorrow night.
Yeah, and that's like the only line I've been able to see from him, but I haven't seen a rushing total for him yet. But I like it because I think he's was the better back last week over Fournette. And yet they didn't use him a ton. I really think that, he's a fresher back right now. I like his skills. I think this is a team that you can throw the ball against. Baltimore, especially running backs against Baltimore, are like, I think, top 8 in the league in terms of receiving yards against Baltimore for running backs. So I think White gets a good share of that there. All it takes is 2 good receptions there, and he can get over that 12.5 total. So I like that number.
You can follow Jeff on Twitter at Jeff_Erickson. Moving ahead to Sunday, Jeff, looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers in this spot, and Najee Harris there for Pittsburgh. They're on the road at Philadelphia. Low total in this game. So I feel like when you look at that low total, you look at 49.5 rushing yards, is something that jumped out to you. Going under here for Najee?
I am. He's only gotten that number 3 out of 7 times so far this year. Philly is going to be a heavy favorite in the game. Pittsburgh is going to have to play catch up in this one here. I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball that effectively. Philly is allowed, I think, the 7th lowest rushing yards so far in the NFL. Now, granted, they've had a bye week already, so that has something to do with it there. I don't think the Pittsburgh offensive line is that strong. I think the Philly run defense is one of the better run defenses out there. I would like to go against that 49.5.
Is that not one of maybe the most disappointing things of this season, just from a player standpoint, is the lack of production from Najee Harris?
Yeah, ever since he had that injury in training camp, I got spooked away, especially because the Steelers lied about it. For a while, they kept on saying, oh, he just got stepped on, it's no big deal. He missed a month of training camp, and they really kind of kept it on the down low. And he finally played in the final preseason game. He goes, oh, yeah, I had a Lisfranc Frank's fracture there. Or not a fracture, but a sprain. Excuse me. Let me correct myself there. But, it was, and not, Tomlin, he just was downplaying it there a lot. And I didn't like that. It made me a little queasy. So I was pushing away from him because he was going the first round in every draft. And I didn't really want to touch him. So luckily, I don't have any exposure to him.
Jeff, let's look at a couple games. And we do have another London game this week. So for us over here in the West Coast, you're out there in California. We're here in Vegas. Early start time for Denver and Jacksonville. This one at Wembley Stadium. Pretty low total, 39.5 for Denver and Jacksonville. I don't know if Russell Wilson will be playing. I don't know if that really matters when it comes to this Denver offense. So total of 39.5. What's jumping out to you here?
I like the under on this one. I don't think you can go low enough on Denver game. I personally set my line at 35. Every week I try to set a line and set an over under on each game. And if anything really jumps out, then I kind of dig in a little bit deeper on that one. And I just never seem like I can go low enough on Denver game. And you're right. I think even with Wilson back, it doesn't matter a whole lot. Although Ripien, he looked pretty raw there, especially towards the end of that game. And Jacksonville actually has a pretty decent defense. So I think even though Denver, I think they'll probably win this game, but I think it's going to be another game in the team.
All right, final one for you, Jeff, before we let you run. Giants, can't stop them. 6-1 going up against Seattle. Seattle now laying 3 against the New York Giants. I keep going in front of that train. I keep losing my money. So, Jeff, we got 30 seconds. Giants, Seattle, what are you doing?
I like the Giants +3. Give me the points. Two feel-good stories so far this season here, but just such a well-coached team. Both Dable and offensive coordinator Mike Kafka dialing up great plays, using Daniel Jones's mobility. I think they pull it out in Seattle.
You can follow Jeff on Twitter at Jeff_Erickson. Read his work over there at RotoWire. Catch him on SiriusXM. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Take care.
There he is, Jeff Erickson. Let down spots in college football, my weekly favorite segment.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Basketball fans can turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Just place a single first basket scorer prop bet on any NBA game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Then wager on any player to score the first basket in any NBA game. If your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. Turn game time into showtime with BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com. DraftKings.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. I love Tuesdays. That means Brad Powers will join us. Top of the hour, 7 o'clock Eastern. Devin Walker, still alive in MTV's The Challenge, 2 weeks in. He will join us at 7:30 Eastern. And then Sean's guy, the pride of Tulane, Doug Ellen, the creator of Entourage. He will join us as well, and he will be on at 8 o'clock Eastern. I believe he is at a pickleball tournament.
Yeah, I heard.
Doug's a big pickleballer.
I got to figure out what pickleball is. Like, I'm a member here, not my private cigar lounge, so one of those little uppity little places that I'm a member of.
And yet you call me spoiled.
And, like,
Rich.
They always are trying to play pickleball.
Yeah, it's very popular.
Yeah, I got a YouTube or Google or something, figure out what that is.
By the way, before we hit the 7 o'clock Eastern time stamp, you got some plays for us?
Yeah, I do have some plays tonight. So,
Huxerdamas?
I like the Detroit Red Wings playing the New Jersey Devils. Devils played last night. Detroit's got some exciting young players. They're at home, so we'll see if they can get it done at a short number. I like the Kraken tonight. Buffalo Sabres have kind of started the year hot.
Okay.
But I love Seattle at home. Small favorite. And take a little flyer with the Detroit Pistons. Jaden Ivey's gotten off to a really good start this year. I know the Wizards are playing actually pretty good ball. Kyle Kuzma's been good. Bradley Beal's been good. Porzingis still has not been good. But hopefully the Pistons, I think they got a chance to win outright. But I'm going to take the 5.5 points because they're giving it to me. So that's Detroit Pistons in the NBA. And Puckstradamus has the Detroit Red Wings tonight and the Seattle Kraken.
Oh, little Detroit Motor City.
Yeah.
After you crapped on the Lions again, you know, you're
well.
You're
first
trying,
of all,
trying to give
first
back.
Of all, put context on what I've said. I've tried to.
You have
be a friend. Like sometimes you need your friend to say, "Hey, man, that's not how that's going to play out." I tried to tell all the Lion fans when they were here that this is not your year. And on the bright side, the best thing can happen is that you have the first or second pick in next year's draft, so you can get Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. And you'll line up next year when the season starts, hopefully with a healthy DeAndre Swift, with a healthy Jameson Williams, with Armand Ross St. Brown, with Hockenson, with all that investment on the offensive line. And now we're talking. I don't know if the roar is restored, but listen here. It's getting closer to being heard outside of just the friendly confines of the city of Detroit.
All right, every Tuesday we take a look at some potential letdown spots in college football. Last week, the teams that we pointed out went 2-3 ATS, so another profitable week in our letdown spots. We talked about it on the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast, the Tennessee-UT Martin game. I didn't end up playing it. I wanted the number to be in the 40s.
Yeah.
Actually, it would have covered if it was like 42. It opened 39. But Tennessee was like 52-7 at halftime.
Say,
so there was no there was no letdown there.
You couldn't have played the first half.
There was no letdown there. So that was a loser.
And you know what? They're that good.
They are very good.
That they're letdown proof.
Well, they also played UT Martin.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I've been on undefeated college team before. I've also played and watched and coached on some really, really good college teams. Like, when you have a certain level of hungry talent that's elite talent, even when you have an off week, you still are able to capitalize and be productive. And I think that's what we're seeing from this Tennessee team. I'm getting real close to putting something significant down on Tennessee to win the SEC East.
It all comes down to next week when they play Georgia. The other four games.
I got to do it before this game, though.
Stanford took care of business for us as they did not cover against Arizona State. Probably should have lost the game outright.
What a catch that kid made. He was just out of bounds at the end. Did you watch the end of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had Arizona State, so I was just hoping that something crazy wouldn't happen and I would lose that bet. It did not, and Arizona State was able to cover. The one that hurt the most, TCU, I thought was in a potential letdown spot. They'll be mentioned here in a moment. They did ultimately cover as they got to face a third-string quarterback. Colorado, after their first win, destroyed by Oregon State, and then BYU going across the country after back-to-back losses to Notre Dame and Arkansas, hammered by Liberty in what was their Super Bowl.
This is why I like USF in the opener. I knew this BYU team was overrated.
What was the final score of that
game? I know, and it didn't happen. But now you see, like,
Remember, you thought USF was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That, I think that that's what the flawed aspect of
but
of
I kept telling
was.
You, I don't think the BYU team's that good.
Well,
you got four losses now?
You might have been right.
But I was definitely wrong definitely on the other side about USF, who could beat them. I should have been saying Liberty. Way to go, Jeff Scott. Way to back me up, man.
All right, let's get to this week's potential letdown spots, and we'll start at it's not the Carrier Dome anymore. Syracuse. They're coming off of a gut-wrenching loss down there at Clemson.
They got reffed, by the way.
Yeah, you can make that argument for sure. Leading by 11 in the fourth quarter, on the road at Clemson. And they let the lead slip out of their fingertips. Yes, a very questionable late hit penalty against against the Cuse that kept the drive alive for Clemson, where they ultimately scored a touchdown. Syracuse, interesting spot here. The number is actually ticked down to 2.5. It did open Notre Dame minus 2, so you saw a lot of steady steam of Syracuse money coming in. It is that weird 2.5 number. So we'll move through these, and then we can kind of react to the other ones as well. So I think Syracuse could be in a potential letdown after the opportunity slipped through their fingertips there. TCU again. I mean, for the love of God, this is 5 straight games that they have now won. SMU, then Oklahoma, then Kansas with College Game Day in Lawrence. Then they had double overtime to beat Oklahoma State. And then they come from 18 down, and they beat Kansas State. Now, Sean.
No.
They go on the road.
It's a bad number.
Why?
The number should be 2 touchdowns at least.
Isn't it telling you something?
I know. It's telling me that they're covering up for the letdown spot.
All right.
If it was double digits, I'm all in West Virginia.
Okay. Just pointing it out. Noon start time across the country.
I'll take TCU minus 7 for a cigar.
That's not the number.
Oh, okay.
I laid 8, or I took the 8. If you want to be a man and take the actual number, I will talk about it.
No, you can call Oklahoma State for that. I'm going to stick with the 7 that I offered.
Oregon, coming off of a rout of UCLA, they head to Cal. Sleepy start time, 12:30 local. Justin Wilcox, as an underdog of 7 points or more, is 17-3 against the spread, Sean.
Cal lost to Colorado. Colorado has 1 win this year.
Did Cal cover last week as a 7.5-point underdog?
I'm with you on this. I think it's a tough spot for Oregon.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let the people know that Cal did lose to Colorado.
I know. Hey, yeah. I'm telling you, my card is going to make me want to vomit with the games that I have on there, and Cal is one of them. I took the 17.5 with the Golden Bears. All right, another letdown spot. Potentially this week. Oklahoma State, what a thrilling victory they had. They had Spencer Sanders back. They beat Texas. And now they go on the road to Manhattan, Kansas. Not saying this isn't an important game. Every game in the Big 12 is an important game. But after you beat Texas, with all the hype around Texas, even though you're technically a higher ranked team, you were bouncing back after that loss to TCU. Now you go on the road to Manhattan. By the way, the number open Oak State 2 has moved to plus 2 there. Reason I haven't bet this game yet, Sean, I don't know the status of Adrian Martinez. Is he playing?
I'm probably sit this game out.
I do like Kansas State. If I
like your last one on the list.
And then this is very interesting. So we talked about BYU being in a letdown spot last week. They are now back at home playing on a Friday night, short work week. And they're playing East Carolina. East Carolina on Saturday thumped UCF. Very impressive win by Holton Ahlers and company. And now, bizarrely, you have this non-conference game in altitude on a short week. BYU just lost a game by 27 points to Liberty, Sean. East Carolina just beat UCF. Yet, BYU is the favorite in this game. Interesting.
Well, I saw what happened last time they played an American Athletic Conference team. I'm going with BYU in this one.
Well, we will get Brad Powers' thoughts on these games and the whole college football card. He will join us next right here on VSiN Primetime.
Time.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.